Hey everyone.
I'm Beck.
And I'm Vern.
We are from Rekindling Relationships and we run mentoring sessions for couples, as well as facilitating creative workshops and fun dates.
Welcome to our podcast designed to bring more awareness and better communication to your partnership, as well as creating a more loving, healthy and strong connection.
Hey, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
Vern, has it been a year?
It actually has been a year. And I think the reason why we're podcasting now is because we realized that it's been a year. And we feel like we've sort of let things slip a little bit. And we decided that maybe we need to get back into the podcasting game.
We've been busy.
We've been so busy.
That sounds like a really lame excuse. So everyone's busy.
I think everyone is busy. I think we do have four teenagers in the house who are all at high school at the moment. We do run a couple of businesses. There seems to be so many animals in our house.
I don't think we can blame them though.
I don't think we're blaming anyone. I think what we've done is we've taken a year hiatus from podcasting just to sort of step back and do other things.
We got all motivated now though, haven't we again?
Yep, we're definitely motivated.
We've been doing lots of couples mentoring and that's really motivated us to get chatting again.
Yeah. And I actually really miss chatting with you podcasting. I mean, we chat all the time anyway, but I do miss chatting with you.
Is it like a forced chat?
Well, I feel like we sometimes we're sitting on the couch talking about something. I'm like, oh, this would be a really good podcast. You do that too.
We're often doing that, aren't we?
Yeah. And I feel like, oh man, we should just lock this in.
So what's
recording us all the time?
What's today's topic going to be?
Actually, I'm recording you all the time. I didn't tell you that.
That's kind of creepy.
You probably wonder that mic above the bed is.
That's weird.
I don't think that's weird.
I don't know. I think you get a bit sick of me talking all the time.
Well, see, when we talk on the couch, I don't have to go back and edit it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And then cut out all your bits and keep all my bits so I sound really good.
Oh, that's what happens.
That's what happens. Yeah, well, you don't
listen. I sound really educated and then just cuts out all my, like, big words. So I
all your big words. Were you Googling how to spell terrace today?
Shut up.
I did hear that. I wasn't going to mention it. Why not mention it live?
Thanks.
One of the things that's come up in our mentoring sessions is assumptions. And the assumptions that each person has coming into that relationship about the other person's ability to communicate or understand or be emotionally available.
And that's been a big one that we've noticed. And not that I like to generalize, but those that identify as male and female, we've noticed do communicate on a whole nother level. And we assume that they're at the same level that we are.
Mm. Yeah, even the same understanding that what you're thinking about is the same thing as what I'm thinking about.
Mm.
There's that great meme, which is, you know, the woman sitting on the couch going, oh, he hasn't spoken for a while and I wonder what's going on in his head. What's he thinking about our relationship and blah, 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 blah. And he's just not thinking about really anything at all. And that seems to come up quite a lot where I feel that people who identify as female assume that, I'm going to say men, us, me, are thinking about relationships all the time because they are. I know you think about relationships a lot, don't you?
Mm. And we've noticed in our school programs, for example, that little girls sit around and chat about relationships, friendships, family.
Feelings.
And they do that a lot. And they do that from very young.
Yeah, they're probably starting in grade one, grade two.
And boys just don't do that. That is not what they do. And in fact, when we ran one of our programs the other day, we were like, hey, boys, do you talk about, sit around and talk about your feelings? Do you talk about what's going on for you, your family, your friendships? And they were like, they laughed. They were like, no, who does that? That's weird.
That sounds boring. Why would you do that?
Strange. And the little girls were just like, what? You don't do that. Mm. So they're just wired differently, but also girls begin this process way before boys do in general.
Yeah, and we won't actually start having emotional conversations or conversations about our emotions or about a relationship until we're in a relationship, an adult relationship, let's say our mid-20s. So we're a good 20 years behind in all this emotional chat. And I think because we are, we don't really always know what to do. And I think women are quite surprised when they find out that men do not talk about their relationships with their friends. I don't know many who do. How are things going? How are the wife and kids? Yeah, good. And that's it. There's not a deep exploration about the relationship and the intimacy and the communication in there that women seem to discuss amongst themselves. I think that there's an assumption that because women in general spend a lot of time talking about this subject, that their partners or men are doing it without realizing that we're not doing it at all. We love our partners, but we don't spend a lot of time thinking about the relationship unless it's going wrong. Then it's just like, I don't know what to do now.
And then we've noticed when we do our sessions with couples that it can be quite tricky for men because to talk about their emotions or what's going on for them. And in fact, sometimes we've had men in their 40s, 50s, and they've had some really serious stuff go on for them as kids that would impact their relationship now. This might be the first time they've ever spoken about it.
Yeah, and that's quite common, really. I don't know many men who openly will speak about their relationship. They haven't really had the practice to do so. Men will speak about what's going for them and if things aren't going right. It's very rare they actually talk about their relationship. They might say things aren't going well, or I think that in general, most men are quite reluctant to have a conversation about their feelings or their relationship because we have had no practice in it. And when we speak about it, we feel like we're way behind the eight ball and we don't like that. In general, we want to know what we're talking about. And this is one area that we don't know what we're talking about because we never talk about it with anyone. We never talk about it with our friends. So we don't have the words or the emotional vocabulary to speak about it.
Do you think in general, boys, men, that those that identify as, do you think they want to talk about their emotions when they're young? Or do you think that's just not something they think about? Do you think they want to, but there's something that holds them back?
I think we'd be quite happy if it wasn't part of the equation. If we're like, really, we don't have to talk about emotions? Awesome, let's just move on.
Why do you think that, though? Why would they be like that?
Maybe we don't value it because we haven't actually spent much time on it. Maybe because we haven't valued it, we find it a little bit awkward. I don't know if we feel the need to talk about it all the time. I do believe that it's important. I think if a man wants to be in a relationship with another person, then they've got to do the work on themselves and they've got to work out, you know, what their wounds are from family and fathers and mothers and past trauma and how they're bringing that into their relationship. I think they have to do the emotional work. I just think we can struggle to do that. Yeah, we've got no guidance. We haven't had good role models. You know, there aren't men around us who are, you know, openly talking about their relationship and giving permission. It's like when you know, I find in a men's circle, I can give permission to talk about a deeper subject by talking about it. Mm. And then everyone thinks, oh, okay, it's okay to talk about this thing. But in daily life, men in general do not want to feel vulnerable. This next generation are a little bit different. They're probably more open, but I feel we have this belief in Western countries that to be vulnerable is to put yourself in danger, you know, to be vulnerable about your feelings, even though women appreciate it.
Women find it quite attractive, actually, which seems to be always surprising to men.
It is really surprising because men don't find it attractive in other men. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, we don't look and go, oh, wow, that vulnerable guy, what a great guy. We're like, you know, he might be a bit of a sook. He might just be like oversharing.
Mm.
You know, we haven't been taught how to hold space for each other like that.
Do you think that's why there's a lot of older men that struggle with their mental health? Because this is a topic that they find hard to talk about.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I reckon there is. I think there's a lot of men out there who really need to have some good friends to talk to and process this stuff or find someone to talk to about it, whether it's a psychologist or counselor. I really believe that it's really valuable for us to go in and sort that stuff out and learn how to emotionally communicate. It doesn't mean that we have to go fully the other way and be thinking about emotions and relationships all the time and talking about it drop of a hat. We do have to meet halfway with our partners. They can't be doing all the heavy lifting in regards to the emotional space. We have to actually step up.
So how can we as partners help them do that?
That's a great question. You do this really well for me. Not all the time.
You could have left that last bit out.
I might edit it out. We'll see. When you hold space for me and you allow me to talk about what's going on for me, and then you don't interrupt. You don't try and ask questions. You allow me to just go as deep as I can into how I'm feeling. And I know you're listening, and you let me just speak from my heart. Then I feel like it's okay. When you're not trying to mother me, because as soon as you try and mother me and there, everything's going to be okay and all that sort of stuff, I'll just shut down. I'm not interested in being mothered. And I think that's why men are sometimes reluctant to share their emotions. They feel that they might be mothered in that space and they don't want that. When you're able to really be available for me to process that and recognize that this is not easy. I've seen women share deep stuff at the drop of a hat. They're like, bang, oh, and this happened and blah, 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 and this is how I felt. And super easy. That's different for men. We really need more time to get to those spaces because most of us have never been there. Most of them never even tried going there.
There was one thing that I noticed distinctly different in this typical those that identify as male and those identify as female is that when you're talking and I'm holding space, when I say yes or ask you questions or yeah, oh yeah, right, yeah, that's what you feel like that's stopping your process.
I feel like interrupting me.
Which is really interesting because as females, which has been a real learning curve for me to just not say anything and just listen. As females, when a female, we're divulging emotions to another female, if the female doesn't say, oh, really? Yeah, that's terrible. And I ask you questions. You think she's not listening.
They're not overly actively empathizing.
Yeah.
You think they're just like checked
out. So that's really, that I found that switch really tricky for me because as a female, we don't communicate like that. So that's something that I've had to be more aware of, just listening and sitting there and nodding, you know, rather than making comments or asking questions or, you know, actively saying something.
And you've only known that because I've spoken to you.
Yeah. Because you know, you feel like I'm shutting down your process if I do.
Well, yeah, because I do. As soon as you do something like that. Interesting because it's the same if we flip that. When you want me to hold space for you and you talk to me, you want me to be nurturing, but you don't want me to try and fix whatever's going on for you. You just want to share it. Where as a masculine, what I want to do is I want to fix your problems. So I assume that when you're talking to me about a thing, that you're talking to me because you want me to fix the thing that's going on for you. You want me to solve that problem for you. I'm the man coming to the rescue even. And that's not what you want at all.
No, I want you to listen and empathize.
And show that I care by empathizing, not by...
Which is what we do as females.
Exactly. Yeah. And what we do as men is, you know, we don't talk about emotional stuff with each other anyway. But if someone comes to you and says, hey, blah, 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 I think they want me to fix this problem for them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking about it. They wouldn't come and ask me. They want a problem solved. Right, I need to step up. Here's how we solve that problem. That when you come to me, I assume that what you're asking me is from the same perspective as a man, as opposed to from
which
women.
Is what we do as females.
Yeah. So there's so many assumptions, isn't there? Because we have very different communication styles. And you might be
That's where we find couples sometimes struggle because we do have such different communication styles and women have been talking about their emotions for years, whereas this is very new for men. Quite often they have only just started talking about it when they're in a relationship or when things have gone a bit south and they've had to come into couples mentoring and talk about some really deep, dark stuff.
When people choose to do relationship counseling because they want to make the relationship work, I love that. I think it's great. That's some of the best stuff you can do. The problem is it generally doesn't happen until it's not too late, but people leave it a long time until there's a lot of cracks and it makes it harder. You know, maybe if they knew that the way they're communicating, they were both coming up with their own assumptions about what the person was thinking and doing, that might change how they spoke with each other.
Absolutely.
Do you think there's some assumptions that women have about men and how we communicate?
I think that maybe they don't want to have these conversations. Like emotional conversations. And so because men seem to avoid them.
Yeah, we're very good at avoiding emotional conversations. It is true that we'd rather take a punch to the face. And it's so funny. Whenever I say that, we're mentoring, and I say, oh, men would much rather take a punch to the face and deal with emotional stuff, all the men nod. We're like, yeah, we've had a punch to the face. We get over that real quick. And women are horrified They're like, oh, that sounds horrible. What a terrible thing to happen to you. And most men have had a punch to the face, so we know how quickly you get over that. But I think we avoid the conversations not because we don't love the person and we don't want things to be fixed, but I think we avoid the conversation because we don't know what to say.
Mm.
We're a bit lost in there. We're a bit like, oh, how do I deal with this? What do I say? Is this going to make it worse? Am I going to look sound like an idiot? Like I don't know what I'm talking about. This is really hard. Maybe I'll just avoid having a conversation. Mm. Maybe it will just go away.
And maybe because most men are new to emotional conversations and most of them enter into them once they're in a relationship, that might be why there's apprehension in talking about them because they're uncomfortable and this is new and they don't know how to navigate that well.
Mm. Yeah, we definitely don't know how to navigate it in general.
Not all men.
Not all men. No, there's definitely men out there who
are actually really good at it. And it can be reverse actually sometimes. The female struggles with this. So, you know, that's not everyone's case.
No.
This is just a general
rule. This is as a general rule, I think it's because we as men have not grown up with the modeling of that and we haven't grown up with, like, that consistent having conversations about emotional stuff and feelings and what's going on for us. We're sort of told, in a sense, by our society is just get on with it.
I feel that emotional intelligence is only just being valued in these next generations. I feel like it's something that hasn't been valued in the past.
Yeah, it hasn't been long for it to be in school curriculums and people talking about why it's important to be emotionally intelligent.
Mm.
For the men out there and the people who identify as men, yes, it's going to feel uncomfortable having an emotional conversation. It's going to feel weird because it's just new. That's all. It'll feel awkward.
Mm.
And you might not want to go there, but if you go there, if you have that conversation, if you really push into the discomfort, there's growth. There's emotional growth. And that emotional growth inside will help you be stronger than just being smart or just being physically strong.
And you can't be in a relationship without having these conversations. These are a must.
These are a must. And you can avoid them, but you can only avoid them for so long. Because what's going to happen is that person you're with, if they're doing all the emotional growth and you're not, you're just a bit checked out, you're busy working, you're busy in the shed, you're busy avoiding these conversations, then you're going to get to a certain point in life and that person's going to go, you know what? We don't know each other anymore. I've grown. I'm out.
Mm.
And you'll go, huh? What? Why? I don't get it. Everything seemed fine. We've been doing the same things for years. Isn't this what we're supposed to do? No. And you know it's not. If you've avoided and avoided and avoided, you now have to turn around and go, all right, time to bite the bullet and actually step up. And what's really amazing is that as a man, if you can step into a space or if you're someone who normally doesn't have these conversations, if you now can step up and have these conversations and say, hey, look, this is what's going on for me. What's happening for you? That will build a closer connection. And that is really masculine. And that's something that your partner will be like, whoa, I love this.
It's so attractive. In fact, I've mentioned this before. It is like foreplay to a woman. If a man can have a good emotional conversation and have connection and be vulnerable, this is foreplay stuff. Look, it really is.
And just so you know, being vulnerable is not like being when you're a child or a teenager and you're like, oh, sad and I don't know what to do with it. This is about saying, hey, look, you know, this happened and I'm feeling pretty sad about it. I'm not too sure what to do with these emotions. I don't feel great. And I just want to let you know so that you understand where I'm coming from.
Or when you react like this, this comes up for me and it might be a past story or you know, like this happened to me as a kid and I think it's from this or that kind of vulnerability and or I want to do this, but this feeling stops me from being like this with you. You know, those kind of vulnerable conversations.
Mm.
Let's wrap it up.
So we've finally put down one for 2023. It's the later part of 2023.
See you next time.
See you next time.